Hello, Hair Business Headquarters. This is Charlo Green here, excited to introduce the first podcast episode of Hair Business Headquarters, Six Figure Side Hustle with Charlo Green. For today's episode, I've decided to insert the audio from a video blog that people have found really, really useful. It's all about getting started with your hair business, or the principles apply to any business that you are trying to get off the ground without a ton of funds to help you do it. But this is for people that are starting with a super limited budget. This is how you can launch your hair business now with little to nothing. Enjoy. Good morning, Money Gang. Charlo Green here. Today we are talking about how to start with nothing. Nothing? Nothing. Okay? So while the conversation heats up, go ahead and hop in the comment section, drop the city that you're watching from. If you want to share a little bit about yourself, go ahead and do that. This is a whole community. It's not just one-way communication. And let me know if you cannot hear me. We're trying a different way of shooting this. I'm really excited to get back in this chair, back spreading positivity and knowledge and tactics and tools and tips and all of that good stuff. And today we're doing just that. So, shall we get to the money? Yes! We shall. So the other day, I got an email from a woman who is going through a really dire situation. Hey everyone, thanks for checking in. Drop your city in the comments. But she escaped a domestic violence situation recently. She has two kids. The shelter that she's staying in takes 70% of whatever she makes while she's living there. So that part I thought was insane, but she was writing to me asking how she could get started with her hair business with the resources that she has. Now, usually I would suggest someone just put in more hours at work or make sure that you have at least a tiny bit of a bag to go ahead and get started, because when it comes to building a business, you need capital for the most part. But in this situation, I decided to really think about it for a few days and dig to find the best advice that I could share that I think other people that are in similar situations where you don't have extra income to spend on building up your dream to become financially independent. So I know that when you are building a business, you either need capital or you need the time and energy and knowledge to put that to work. Like, if you don't have money, then you can go ahead and work a little hard or a whole lot harder. If you have money, then you can outsource different things. But for someone that is starting with absolutely nothing, I think the first thing you need to do is assess your situation and see what it is that you do have, because nothing is a lie. If you know me, if you are watching any of my videos, it's because you found me on social media. If you found me on social media, that means that you have an internet connection. It means that you likely have a computer or a smartphone. And all of these platforms, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, they aren't picking and choosing who gets to post content. All of us that get to consume also have the right and opportunity to go ahead and also post content on these platforms. So what does everyone have? You have an internet connection, you have social media, and I think a lot of people downplay how important social media is to your business. Just drop the social off of social media and understand that this just is media. This is just how you communicate your business to the rest of the world. This is how you build up your brand. It used to be where you could only pay for months and months of TV commercials that you didn't know were gonna work or likely weren't gonna work. There was no way to track what the return on investment was that you were getting. So now we're in a new age where all of us spend the majority of our leisure time on our phones. So stop downplaying social media like it's just a thing you do with your friends. Social media is how businesses are being built in 2019, okay? So understand that you have access to that same platform. And while you might not have a bunch of capital to buy a bunch of bundles or buy a bunch of wigs and then give them out to influencers and hope that you don't have to do all that. What you also have as a person, especially in hair, I'm speaking to my hair entrepreneurs here, as someone in our industry, you know people that need hair. You have a cousin, you have a neighbor, you have a coworker that needs hair, and they are getting their hair from a beauty supply store or another vendor. But if you make a strong enough argument or strong enough sell, you can convince them to give you a chance. So I say all of that. I know it kind of seems like I'm all over the place, but follow me here. We're gonna get to the money. So if you are a woman or man in a similar situation as this woman that's in a shelter, what I would immediately start doing is talking to your circle, asking what their needs are, and then finding a vendor that can drop ship that once an order is placed. If you aren't familiar with the concept of drop shipping, it allows you to launch a business or a hair extensions business, also especially a hair extensions business. But if you aren't familiar with that concept, it's when you work with a supplier like my company, whitelabelextensions.com. You work with a supplier that can fulfill your orders on demand. That means that you don't have to invest in having a bunch of bundles stocked. You don't have to have a bunch of wigs stocked. We have so many products. Like this last weekend, I just did, we updated our wholesale inventory. We have hundreds of products. Each of those products has at least, we have 13 different textures, and then we have 10 to 30 inch lengths. So that's like 15 more. So that's literally thousands of products that you would need to stock in order to be able to like compete with a business like mine. Instead of that, what we do, because we are specifically built to help empower Black female entrepreneurs, what we do is we handle having all of that stock. We handle all of that inventory. All you need to do is make the sale. Once the sale is actually made into your PayPal account, once that sale is inside of that account, you then contact us, log into your account, place your order, and we ship it out directly to you or your customer. That is drop shipping. Starting a business with no inventory, it's not having to worry about any backstock or having to liquidate anything or any of that stuff. It's not having to do fire sales because you bought too much of a certain product. It's ordering a product after a customer has placed the order. So if you are in a position where you don't have extra resources, definitely consider drop shipping. It's super smart. I think it's a way to help empower people that are early on in business and that don't exactly know what their customers need per se. And it's a way for you to offer all of the products, the thousands of products that we offer to your customers. So when the supplier drop ships, is the vendor labeled? Like with the customer? No, absolutely not. So we ship it out completely blind. There isn't even a packing slip inside of that. We give our drop shipping members the option to send us their custom packaging and custom boxes and custom bundle tags. And so we will tag your stuff if that's what you want. But more or less, we just send it out blind. Your return address and your company is actually on the shipping label. And the bundles are just bundles. There's no logo. We don't put a business card in there. We are building a long-term relationship with all of our clients. We know that if we try and snake you or throw one of our business cards inside of your package, your customer will let you know and we lose that relationship. I'm not about that. I am not a Chinese wholesale hair supplier. I'm not someone out in Kingdouse. I'm not that. I'm here in California. I am your sister and I am hoping, working, praying, building so that you can also build, period, point blank. I don't have any ulterior motives. So I know that's a huge concern that a lot of people have, and thank you for asking that, Candice, because that's important that we touch on, but that is a concern, and I've seen that sort of thing done, which is why I created my company to be that resource that anyone that wants into the industry, the hair industry, can go to and not worry about getting played anywhere along the way. So you are in this position where you don't have a lot of resources. We've touched on drop shipping. We've touched on tapping into your immediate circle, because again, like I said, if you are one of us, then you know people that need this hair. People would love to shop with you. They would love to support your business. You just have to approach it like it's a business. Don't be late with anything. Don't oversell anything. Don't undersell yourself, and keep it totally professional. Our prices, they're listed at a rate that it's a wholesale. We're a wholesale company. We have great prices. You can go ahead and see what the going rate for the quality of bundles that we're offering are in your area, and then sell at that rate and keep the difference. So again, I'll explain how this would work. You're living in a shelter, all right? Well, you're living in a community and you know people that need hair. Talk to them about their hair needs. Let them know that you're starting your hair company. Lurk outside of the beauty supply store. At the end of the day, if you're talking about trying to feed your kids, don't worry about what anyone inside of that beauty supply store has to say about you. I mean, if you're on public property, you're on public property. If I was really in that situation where I was trying to make something happen, I would be kicking it in that parking lot whenever I got a chance. Every time I go to Target, there's this woman, and I think it's smart that she does it, but if she sees like a girl that's a little dressed up or whatever, that's literally her office. She just lurks in the parking lot of Target. Why? It's not a Walmart parking lot. The people of Target and the people of Walmart are very different. Target people probably are leaving with a little extra change. Target people that are walking out in bags that look a little laid, yes, maybe they're the customer that I can convince to shop with me for my whatever. I think it's a makeup thingy, and I'm probably just gonna buy something from her because I appreciate her hustle. Even though I don't be feeling like talking to her, let me throw a few dollars at you because you're doing it. Because you're doing it. You're actually doing it. You're doing more than someone sitting at home. Charlotte, what do I do now? If you can email me, you have the internet. Google. I love being an information resource, but if you are going to be an entrepreneur, you have to understand that it is your job to literally figure it out. Period. Point blank. Your job is to continue figuring it out every single day. That is it. You don't get to always call, like, and that's the scary thing about entrepreneurship, is it always comes back to you. At the beginning of the day, at the end of the day, at lunchtime in the middle of the day, like, it's your baby and no one else makes the final decision but you. And if that's too much for you to swallow, then continue doing your 9-to-5. I mean, I think a lot of people expected their government jobs to be safe. They expected consistency. They chose to work for the government because they knew they would get that consistent paycheck. That's not it. We're in 2019 and people that have been working for the government haven't been paid since last year. People are losing their homes. People are still being forced to go into work. It's insane. But that's the risk you run when someone else is deciding how you get paid and what your worth is. So it's the trade-off. Either you're going to be a boss and understand that you need to figure it out, or your stuff is gonna fail, because I'm not going to keep on responding to these emails that I get when I know, I know, oh my God. You know what, let me, just for a second, I feel like I'm so fired up about this. Because I was going back and forth with someone. We're in pre-launch mode. It is so important that I understand exactly what every single one of my customers need. I read every single email that we get. I monitor every single purchase, every canceled purchase. I'm every text, every phone call. I monitor all of that, okay? So this morning I'm going back and forth with someone and they're like, hey, Charlo, help me. I need some help, blah, blah, blah. Can you spell out exactly what I need to do to get started? I said, well, why don't you go ahead and email me back exactly what you've done before you ask me to tell you what to do. So they say, oh, well, you know, I looked around, but I'd really prefer you just tell me what to do. No. No, we're not doing it. I have a whole business to run. I have to do these streams and this media. I have to go and paint a whole office. We have to refloor that bitch. And then we have to build all that shit up. And you know how IKEA is? Then we have to train our new employees because you guys were chilling on a Sunday. I was not. We were holding a series of interviews and it was a struggle. But here we are. So the fact that I'm figuring it out on my end and I have people that, and then she responded with a LOL. Like, I'm not gonna hit you in the face. But this conversation is over. Like, that's just where I'm at this morning. So if I'm a little turnt, I'm not apologizing because that's time is money. Thank you. So, tap into your local group, post on social media. I'd say probably maybe like 20% to 30% of our sales are generated organically through our social media. And if you've seen our social media, it's lacking. Like outside of these streams and our YouTube and we're building up all that other stuff, I know where it's supposed to be, but I only have so many hours in a day. And like I didn't stream on Friday, I reached a mental point where it was like, I need to take a mental health day for myself. So, So tap into your social media, get to posting on that. I know that once we get all that stuff dialed in, we are only going to scale up, up, up. And so we're just preparing for all of that. You on your end, make sure that you're posting consistently. Use hashtags. You have to use hashtags to get discovered. Go ahead and repost content that is interesting. Understand who your avatar is and build, reverse engineer your company and your success so that it speaks directly to your avatar. Nobody cares about what you want. You are trying to sell something, so you need to only care about what it is that your target customer, your ideal customer, your avatar. As I've talked about this time and time again, we are not gonna do this in a video. I will link that, someone will link it below. But all of those things you can do starting with nothing. I think that's pretty much what I wanted to say on that front. Tap your social circle, lurk outside of beauty supply. Oh yeah, with the lady outside of the Target place. So she's constantly just out there hustling. Be that lady at the beauty supply store. Everyone going in there is going to buy hair. Everyone going in there is probably black. None of the people selling that hair are black. Don't be in your feelings about feeding your kids. Go ahead and lurk. Let them know, hey, black business here. F with me, you know I got it. Check out me on social. You can say White Label Extensions, it's the company that I'm working with, blah, blah, blah. I'm more than happy to give you the cosign if you're actually getting the hair from me. But start there. You are going to have to do legwork, which takes me back to what I initially said. I can afford to run ads on Facebook and Google and test them out and all of that stuff. If you can't afford that, you need to be the one running. These are your physical legs, running to tell this person about what you're doing, running to tell this person, literally running and working your ass off. Otherwise, your situation's never gonna change. And there's, as much as I could be like, oh, let me give you $1,000 worth of bundles. If I give it to you for free, you won't appreciate it. I cannot do that anymore. No more free coaching, no more free nothing, because you niggas don't appreciate free shit. So go ahead and work to make that first sale. Do not spend that money you make after making that first sale. If anything, spend it on purchasing a bundle for you to hold on to. And when you're running up to these women that are walking into the beauty supply store, say, hold on, hold on, hold on. Check this out. Check out this bundle. Hold on, sis. Hold on, sis. Look, don't do that. The Koreans, they don't care about what you're putting in your hair. There are so many chemicals on that hair. It's not Remy. All of the cuticles are facing other directions. You know that shit's gonna nap up in about a week. You know it's gonna nap up when you put some water on it. But look, on the plug. That's what you do. That's how you start with nothing. Do not spend. So again, last time I'm gonna do this because I already know I'm going to get some of those emails. Drop shipping. You are talking to a friend. Hey, I'm starting this hair company. Oh, I actually have a bundle in my purse. Check it out. Look, look, that's a bundle. This is going to last forever. We have a great return policy and all that good stuff. Instead of getting your hair from the beauty supply store next time, why don't you just go ahead and place an order with me? In fact, I'll give you 20% off my prices just so I can get the ball rolling. That's what you do. You go ahead and make that sale. They say, all right, here's the money. Or they pay it through your PayPal. With that money sitting in your PayPal, you log into your Hair Biz in a Box account. It's free to join. You go into our wholesale. If you're having it sent directly to you, you only need a wholesale account, and you place their order. Their order will be placed for less than what your customer paid. You keep the difference. So say it was a $200 thingy that your customer just bought. We're probably selling it for $100, $110. Now you have $90 left over after you've just paid for the hair that we are mailing you. You get that hair, you give it to your customer, say, girl, tag me, tag a bitch. Don't play me. I'm the hookup and I'm trying to build here. Help me build. Tag me, please. You repost. You use that as proof of what you're actually doing, and you see who's commenting on her stuff. Whoever says, oh, your hair is cute, girl, slide in those DMs. Get that money. Put your pride aside. Pride. Like this is what we're doing today. That is literally sweat under my, nobody cares. Cause you know what? Every time I make a video, I literally make thousands of dollars. Pride aside, bitch, I will snatch, somebody come at me with a check. I'll snatch this wig right off, snatch it off, show you guys my Meek Mill ass prison braids. I don't care. I'm focused on what? It's the New Year, New Bag Challenge. That is our priority. That is the point of this platform. It is why I'm taking time out of my really busy day to connect with you and help to empower you and just, you know, just speak some life into you, speak some truth into you. I know it seems like a lot of work, and it is a lot of work, but you know what else is a lot of work? Working through this shutdown. Can you imagine? And I know a lot of you don't have to imagine because it's happening and it's real, but can you imagine being one of those TSA workers going to deal with your ass? These longer lines, everybody's pissed off, and you're not getting paid to do it. Can you imagine that? Like, it's hard. Entrepreneurship is hard. But not being in control of your financial destiny is even harder. So that's what I'm here to share today. Drop in the comments. Let me know what you think of this message. Decided to do something cute. So I've discovered I also make more money when I look cute. So I will be doing some of my streams without makeup and with my like greasy. I have an assistant that'll be washing my wigs more regularly, but at the end of the day, just coming on here and connecting with all of you is top priority. Slaying while I do it and selling this 24-inch deep wave wig, 150% density, 6-inch parting space, like all of our lace front wigs over at whitelabelextensions.com. That's secondary. So that pretty much does it. Hop in the comments, let me know what you think. And then, oh yeah, we need to go ahead and talk about the biggest skill, the biggest tool, the biggest attribute, the most important thing every entrepreneur needs to have if they are working toward success, like real life-changing six-figure side hustle success. And that one thing is... We're gonna have to continue that conversation in another podcast episode. But in the meantime, do me a huge favor. Go ahead and review this podcast. If you like it, go ahead and give me 5 stars. If not, shoot me an email, contact@whitelabelextensions.com, to let me know what I can do better. Till next time, guys. See you.